when students from the Berklee College of Music showed up unannounced to sing at Boston's Museum of Fine Arts last winter, a YouTube video of their surprise performance went viral. The video was part of a plan aimed at helping Berklee students share their talents off campus. Now there's a follow-up, this time with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
Students at Berklee College of Music can see live performances all over campus pretty much 24/7, in the performance center, the cafeteria, even the hallways. But alum Evan Chapman says it's tough for aspiring musicians to break through to the outside world. That's why he created an online video series called The Loft Sessions as a student in 2012.
The idea just kind of came about because I realized that there was sort of a void in Berklee artists being able to share their music, or at least have a platform to share their music.
So Chapman turned to YouTube. He asked fellow students to submit songs. Then he'd pick one, perhaps rearrange it or orchestrate it, and they'd perform it live on camera. One of Chapman's videos went viral last December. It captured a choral flash mob singing "O Holy Night" at the Museum of Fine Arts. At this point, more than 450,000 people have checked it out.
It's a Christmas video, and people are still watching it, still commenting on the page, and still getting Facebook likes because of that video, and it's very, very cool.
This video's success sweetened prospects for a collaboration Chapman already had brewing with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Now, his new video features Berklee students performing in one of the world's greatest concert halls with top-tier, classically trained musicians.
They approached me, and you know, they had seen the videos, and very lucky that they liked them.
I'm kind of jealous, and we were just glad to jump aboard.
Keith Lockhart conducts the Boston Pops and marvels at the Loft Session's slick results.
I was just kind of amazed at the production quality. It really shows the entrepreneurial spirit. They're entirely grassroots efforts. The video production and the musicians and everything comes from Berklee, and the level is really, really high.
Lockhart calls their new Loft Session video a teaser for the first branded Berklee Night at the Pops concert in June. The BSO and the music school have a lot of connections, including horn player Gus Sebring and cellist Owen Young. Both teach at Berklee. Lockhart says 23-year-old alum Sarah Walk, who sings in the new video, will do it in front of a live audience next month.
Sarah Walk is one of quite a number of really talented young singer-songwriters at Berklee, and you know, when you think about the kind of people they have produced over the years, Amy Mann is a Berklee grad, Melissa Etheridge, who will be doing her first orchestral concert with us, is also, and these are really the next generation of singer-songwriters with something to say.
I woke up with a broken heart. I can't remember.
For me, it's so exciting because it's a really organic, natural performance.
So I'll keep on dreaming until I.
That's Sarah Walk singing the orchestral arrangement of her pop rock song, Keep On Dreaming. She started collaborating with Evan Chapman last spring. She says the first video they made together helped her get noticed. Now she's recording in L.A. and London.
I've never played with as many people as I have through the Loft Session, so it's just a really cool experience, and the fact that this whole Symphony Hall thing has kind of taken off through this has been an incredible opportunity. I mean, I don't think any of us really thought that this whole thing would come about as it did, so it's been great.
Walk had been to Symphony Hall before, but says performing on that historic stage was intense.
Just the energy that was in the room, you know, just in a hall like that, when there have been so many performances on that stage and so many people that have played, and you can feel it when you're in a room like that.
Loft Sessions founder Evan Chapman strives to capture that energy on video in one live take. He thinks his generation is not used to experiencing pop music in an orchestral setting, and he wants to change that. But Chapman says even he felt intimidated by the idea of playing with the Pops.
At least for me, before working with the Pops, I kind of always looked at Boston Symphony and the Pops as this, like, untouchable elite.
Conductor Keith Lockhart has heard that before.
Well, that's a problematic sense that I think is shared by a lot of young musicians and something that we're trying to break down and change. I mean, we exist for the purpose of breaking down that barrier between whatever you'd like to call it, high art music and the general population.
Chapman is rolling out more Loft Session videos starting later this month. In one, he's pairing a backwoods bluegrass band with a full choir. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Yeah, I'll just keep on dreaming.